Diana vs. Charles, Royal Blood Feud, written by James Whittaker, read by Graham Malcolm. The love affair of the century was over before it began. In the hours leading up to his marriage to Lady Diana Spencer, Prince Charles lay in bed at Buckingham Palace with Mrs. Camilla Parker Bowles. The Charles and Diana story had struck a chord in the steeliest of hearts. Lonely bachelor with the burden of kingship just around the corner, fresh, young, and lovely girl who comes to his emotional rescue. But it was all a sham. Charles had perpetrated the grossest deceit on his future wife, on his mother, the Queen, and on the public, who, even as he was in bed with Camilla, were beginning to line the streets of London in preparation for the greatest national celebration since the coronation nearly 30 years before. In Hyde Park the night before, guns of the King's troop, Royal Horse Artillery, fired salvos in the hot sunset, followed by a massive firework display, while across the road in Knightsbridge Barracks, officers and men of the Blues and Royals Regiment of the Household Cavalry busied themselves preparing to provide the mounted sovereign's escort. Busiest of them all was their commanding officer, Lieutenant Colonel Andrew Parker Bowles, whose job it would be to lead the escort next day. Meanwhile, the object of global fascination, the pink-cheeked 20-year-old daughter of a backwoods peer, was excitedly preparing for the most important event in her life, in complete ignorance of what was going on between her future husband and another woman. One of two people who spoke to me of Charles and Camilla's late-night liaison was the prince's valet, Stephen Barry. He could not believe Charles would take such a risk.